Welcome to the Radio Reading Room, Stories of Americana. I'm your host and reader, Myron Hieronymus Thomas. In this episode, we're going to take a bit of a diversion and put our focus on horses, specifically on racehorses, and specifically on the Kentucky Derby. This year, the first Saturday in May is May 4th, and it will mark the 150th running of the Kentucky Derby. It's a Grade 1 stakes race for 3-year-old thoroughbreds, and the distance is 1.25 miles. It's run at Churchill Downs in Louisville. Colts and geldings carry about 126 pounds, and fillies carry 121 pounds. It's known as the Run for the Roses, stemming from the blanket of roses draped over the winner. It's also known in the United States as the most exciting 2 minutes in sports, or the fastest 2 minutes in sports because of its approximate duration. It's the first leg of the American Triple Crown, followed by the Preakness and then Belmont Stakes. As I mentioned, this year is the 150th running of the Kentucky Derby. Now, if you're listening to this after May 4th of 2024, it would have already been run, and we'd know who the winner is. However, in honor of the 150th anniversary, let's review the history of the event. In 1872, Colonel Meriwether Lewis Clark, Jr., who was the grandson of William Clark of the Lewis and Clark Expedition, went to England and visited Epsom in Surrey, where the Derby had been running annually since 1780. From there, Clark went on to Paris, France, where a group of racing enthusiasts had formed the French Jockey Club in 1863. They had organized the Grand Prix de Paris at Longchamp, which at the time was the greatest race in France. Returning home to Kentucky, Clark organized the Louisville Jockey Club to raise money for building quality racing facilities just outside the city. The track soon would become known as Churchill Downs, named for John and Henry Churchill, who provided the land for the racetrack. The naming went official in 1937. The Kentucky Derby was first run at 1.5 miles, 12 furlongs, 2.4 kilometer, the same distance as the Epsom Derby, before changing the lengths in 1896 to its current 1.25 miles, 10 furlongs, 2 kilometer. On May 17, 1875, in front of an estimated crowd of 10,000 people, a field of 15 3-year-old horses contested for the first Derby. Under jockey Oliver Lewis, a colt named Aristides, who was trained by future Hall of Famer Ansel Williamson, won the inaugural Derby. Later that year, Lewis rode Aristides to a second-place finish in the Belmont Stakes. On May 16, 1925, the first live radio broadcast of the Kentucky Derby aired on WHAS, as well as on WGN in Chicago. On May 7, 1949, the first television coverage of the Kentucky Derby took place, produced by WAVE-TV, the NBC affiliate in Louisville. The coverage was aired live in the Louisville market and sent to NBC as a kinescope newsreel recording for national broadcast. On May 3, 1952, the first national television coverage of the Kentucky Derby took place, aired from then CBS affiliate WHAS-TV. In 1954, the purse exceeded $100,000 for the first time. In 1968, Dancer's Image became the first horse to win the race and then face disqualification. A urine test revealed traces of a drug, an anti-inflammatory painkiller drug, inside Dancer's Image. Forward Pass won after a protracted legal battle by the owners of Dancer's Image, which they lost. Forward Pass thus became the 8th winner for Calumet Farm. Unexpectedly, the regulations at Kentucky thoroughbred racetracks were changed some years later, allowing horses to run on that very anti-inflammatory. In 1970, Diane Crump became the first female jockey to ride in the Derby, finishing 15th aboard Fathom. The fastest time ever run in the Derby was in 1973 at 1 minute 59.4 seconds, when Secretariat broke the record set by Northern Dancer in 1964. Also during that race, Secretariat did something unique in Triple Crown races. For each successive quarter run, his times were faster. Although the races don't record times for non-winners, in 1973, Sham finished second, 2.5 lengths behind Secretariat in the same race, using the thoroughbred racing convention of 1 length equaling 1/5 of a second to calculate Sham's time. He also finished in under 2 minutes. Another sub-2-minute finish, only the third, was set in 2001 by Monarcos at 1:59.97. The first year, the race used hundredths of seconds instead of fifths in timing. In 2005, the purse distribution for the Derby changed so that horses finishing fifth would henceforth receive a share of the purse. Previously, only the first four finishers did so. The Kentucky Derby began offering $3 million in purse money in 2019. Churchill Downs officials have cited the success of historical race wagering terminals in their Derby City gaming facility in Louisville as a factor behind the purse increase. The Derby first offered a $1 million purse in 1996. It was doubled to $2 million in 2005. As mentioned earlier, the 2020 Kentucky Derby was postponed from May 2nd to September 5th due to the COVID-19 pandemic. This was only the second time in history the race had been postponed, the other being in 1945. Churchill Downs used a new singular 20-stall starting gate for the 2020 Kentucky Derby, replacing the previous arrangement that used a standard 14-stall gate and an auxiliary 6-stall gate. The old setup contributed to congestion at the start of the race, especially in the gap between the two gates. While the Derby was postponed in 2020 and run in September of that year, versus that first Saturday in May, there was a race that ran that first Saturday in May. Although it wasn't the Kentucky Derby with real horses, it was an animated feature. It was produced by a company called Inspired Entertainment using computer-generated imagery that featured the 13 past Triple Crown winners in a 1.25-mile race at historic Churchill Downs. It was called the Kentucky Derby Triple Crown Showdown. And of course, Secretariat was the favorite for that race. Secretariat, who swept the 1973 Triple Crown in record-breaking style. But there were those that were cheering on American Pharoah, the 2015 winner, ridden by Victor Espinosa and trained by Bob Baffert. They created it based on the times of each of the horses in their prospective Kentucky Derby runs. I won't go through the entire field. Again, Secretariat was the favorite, and in the end, Secretariat did prevail. It was a lot of fun to watch that presentation, and it was so well done, it almost looked real. The Kentucky Derby is the oldest continuously held major sporting event in the United States. There are several traditions that many people relate to the Kentucky Derby, not the least of which being the mint julep. It's an iced drink consisting of bourbon, mint, and sugar syrup, and it's a traditional beverage of the race. The historic beverage comes served in an ice-frosted silver julep cup. However, most Churchill Downs patrons sip theirs from souvenir glasses, which were first offered in 1939 and available in revised form each year since, printed with all previous Derby winners. The infield is a spectator area inside the track, which offers general admission prices, but there's little chance of seeing much of the race unless you're watching the big Jumbotron, which was installed in 2014. But the revelers show up for the infield party. And then there's Millionaire's Row, which refers to the expensive box seats that attract the rich, the famous, and the well-connected. And of course, we would certainly be remiss if we didn't mention the elaborate hats and wild clothing that many of the revelers wear to the Kentucky Derby. Riders up is the traditional command from the paddock judge for jockeys to mount their horses in advance of the upcoming race. Since 2012, a dignitary or celebrity attendee recites the phrase. And of course, there's a week of galas and celebrations heading up to the Derby itself in Louisville. Now for me, I don't gamble, but I became a fan of the Kentucky Derby and the Triple Crown primarily because I like watching the horses. First off, they're gorgeous, these beautiful thoroughbred horses at the prime of their life, just still young, only 3 years old, glistening in the sun and putting forth great effort. There are downturns to the racing, and there have been many cases over the years, and it's a controversy today with injuries and when horses have to be put down, and that's the saddest part of the sport. When I say I like watching the horses, I also like watching the horses because as an animal lover and people who have had dogs our entire married life, which has been heading towards 50 years, I understand very clearly that animals have their own mindset, and horses, they'll do what they want to do. So I find it interesting to watch them, and there can be handicappers, and people can talk about which horse is going to win and which one's the favorite, and it's all very interesting and intriguing, and it, of course, fills time on the television broadcast, but no one really knows what's going to happen until the race is raced. And as I say, the horse themselves, they may have a different idea altogether. I remember very clearly in 2001, there was a horse by the name of Point Given. And Point Given was this big stallion. And he was a little aggressive. He would chew his stall up on the inside, and it was all gnarled, the beams and rafters. And there used to be a television program. It was called Breakfast at the Derby. And I was watching that in 2001 on the first Saturday in May. And the exercise rider is on board Point Given as they're leading him out to take him out to exercise. And Point Given starts rearing up. And the lead out groom took his crop and whacked him across the side of the neck a couple of times to get him to calm down. And he did, and they went off and continued their morning exercise program. And then the race came off. Point Given had been predicted to win this race running away. Gary Stevens, who was an award or is an award-winning Hall of Fame jockey, was on board. In watching the race, as it continued on, Point Given was barely moving, just loping along. I think he ended up fourth in that race. At the end of the race, Steven said, I don't know what was going on. I couldn't get him to run. He wouldn't move. Later, Steven said he thought he had a sore hoof and the track dirt was loose, and he thought that may have impacted him, which may very well have been the case. And perhaps that's why he was rearing up earlier in the morning, because he had a sore hoof. But my theory, simply mine, is that Point Given, with his own sense and mentality, was feeling good that morning, and he was rearing up and getting ready to go. And when they gave him that little whack along the side of his neck, he said, okay for you. I'm done. I'm not going to run in this race. And he didn't. 2 weeks later, at the Preakness, Point Given won the race running away. 3 weeks after that, Point Given won the Belmont Stakes running away. I still contend there is a good possibility that had they let Point Given enjoy himself on that first Saturday in May of 2001, Point Given and not Monarcos would have been the winner of that Derby. And that's why I enjoy the Kentucky Derby. Now, as we come to an end in this episode of the Radio Reading Room and turn our focus back to the Kentucky Derby 2024, we can discuss just briefly the field and my thoughts about this Derby. I did want to add, though, that this year will be the unveiling of a new paddock. It costs $200 million, and it should be quite spectacular. All right, this year's Derby, and who might win? Well, there are a few horses that are considered to be the favorites. There will be 20 that will be running in all. Last year, the favorite was Forte, trained by Todd Pletcher and owned by Rapoli Stables. Mike Rapoli is a successful entrepreneur who sold his water company, Vitamin Water, to Coca-Cola in 2007 for $4.1 billion, and then developed a company called Body Armor, which also was sold to Coca-Cola for $5.6 billion in 2021. He's been seriously involved in horse racing since 2010. This year, he has a horse named Fierceness, which is one of the favorites. Fierceness won the Florida Derby in March by 13.5 lengths. Very impressive. He's also trained by Todd Fletcher and will be ridden by jockey John Velasquez. Other horses to watch out for are Sierra Leone, Catching Freedom, and I wouldn't rule out Endlessly. And there's the Japanese horse, Forever Young. Of course, the winner will only be crowned after the race, and anything can happen. You never know what's going to happen until the gate opens and the dirt flies and they get to the post at the very end. So I hope that you enjoy your Kentucky Derby. Have a mint julep with me, and we'll have a toast on Saturday, May 4th. My pick, by the way, is Fierceness. That's all the time we have today in the Radio Reading Room. Be sure and join us the next time when we'll feature the classic story, The Adventure of Silver Blaze by Arthur Conan Doyle. Until the next time, I'm your host and reader, Myron Hieronymus Thomas, wishing you pleasant dreams.